שלום, אנחנו קוראים במאמר השלום את ספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading the article The Peace.
בטור א' למטה בשורה התחתונה של טור א'.
We're reading from the headline Clarification of the Rabbi Akiva depicts. You can ask questions on Mekabda TV or on Sviva Tova, and selected questions will be asked here. Writing to Baal Sulam, article The Peace, starting with Rabbi Akiva depicts.
Yes, let's start from that, even though we might need to get back and read this part of the article again. Go ahead.
Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. And they promise to pay the shopkeeper the listed price, meaning attain the goal by it. And he says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. And if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the second type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid, the mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person. However, there is a great difference and a great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of development, pay their debt unknowingly. Rather, stormy waves come upon them through the strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus, their debt is collected against their will, and with great pains by manifestations of the forces of evil, which push them from behind.
Meaning,
But the second type pay their debt, which is the conscious attainment of the goal of their own accord by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil, as explained in the article The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose.
במאמר מהות הדת ומטרתה שעל ידי העבודה הזו נמצאים מרוויחים
through this work their gain is twofold. The first gain is that these forces which appear out of his work are set before them as pulling, as a pulling magnetic force from before.
מבחינת ויזה פרנטה כוח המושך לאיזה דבר מלפניו שהם עצים.
And they chase it of their own free will with the spirit of love.
על פי רוח האהבה. ואין צריך,
needless to say,
שנשללים מכל,
they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering like the first type. The second gain is that they hasten the desired goal. For they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation, as it is explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Thus, you see that there is a great distance between those who pay knowingly and those who pay unknowingly. There's the advantage of the light of delight and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony.
And
he says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is a great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal, and it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under his burden. And of those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world, in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about this that this judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, meaning for the true goal. And the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over time and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast whose guests attend with a great delight. And this is why he says, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. Such as that you will also find in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 8, regarding the creation of men. The angels asked the Creator, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Why do you need this trouble? The Creator told them, so why were Tzona and Alafim created? What is this like? There's an allegory about a king who had a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. What pleasure does a king have in his full tower? They promptly said to him, Lord of the world, the Lord our master, how great is your name in all the land. Do that which pleases you. Interpretation, the angels that saw all the pain and the agony that was to befall humanity wondered, why do you need this trouble? The Creator replied to them that indeed he had a tower filled abundantly, but only this humanity was invited to it. And of course, the angels weighed the pleasure in that tower, awaiting its guests, against the agony and trouble that awaited humanity. And once they saw that it was worthwhile for humanity to suffer for the good that awaited us, they agreed to man's creation. Just as Rabbi Akiva said, the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. Since from the beginning of creation, all people have reservations, and the thought of the Creator necessitates them to come to the feast, knowingly or unknowingly. And now, all will see the truth in the words of the prophet, in the prophecy of peace. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. And he reasoned that the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thus the prophet conditions peace in the world, in the whole world, with the filling of the whole world with the knowledge of the Creator. Just as we have said above, that the tough, egoistic resistance among people, along with international relationships deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Since our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise up to heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to His purpose, as He had planned for them prior to creation. And when they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I have shown above. Since all the members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same. And immediately following, the prophet says, and it will come to pass in that day that the Lord will set His hand again a second time to recover the remnant of His people and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Thus we learn that the world peace comes before the gathering of the diaspora. Now you can understand the words of our sages at the end of Masechet Okatzin. The Creator did not find a vessel to hold a blessing for Israel, but peace. As it says, the Lord will give strength to His people, the Lord will bless His people with peace. Seemingly, one should wonder at the allegory, a vessel to hold a blessing for Israel. And also, how does one conclude that from these words? But these words become clear to them, like the prophecy of Isaiah, that world peace precedes the gathering of the diaspora. And this is why the verse says the Lord will give strength to his people, meaning that in the future, when the Creator gives his people strength, meaning eternal resurrection, the Lord will bless his people with peace. This means that he will first bless his people, Israel, with peace in the whole world. And subsequently, he will set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people.
As sages said about sages that, said, that the reason for the words, therefore the blessing of peace, is the whole world precedes the strength, meaning the redemption, because God did not find the vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity and bestow upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests, in the essay, the Arvut. We see this from experience, for the coming of the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since the world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of our fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Meaning, we have to come to such a connection between us, complete connection, that is good and beautiful. And it's impossible unless we treat the whole world. And only if we treat the whole world, tend to the whole world, we will also come to connection among us and all over the world. It has to be as is understood by the word peace, shalom, which comes from the word shlemut, wholeness. Only then do we achieve the goal. Therefore, although now we are immersed in wanting to correct the connections between us, our goal has to nevertheless be forward, that we're doing this in order to bring about, to bring the whole world into that connection. Yes, please. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Dice, la primera ganancia de los que pagan conscientemente, dice que están libres de cualquier tipo de sufrimiento. ¿A qué se refiere con esto?
He's saying that those who pay from their own desire, they're free of pain. What does he mean by that? He says that those who pay from their will and not from that, those who do it from awareness are pure from pain. What does he mean?
That they are not suffering because they understand that it's not suffering but healing. And then the forces that impact them and direct them toward the aim to bestow, these forces become desirable and they understand them and are grateful for them. Whereas those who don't understand it experience everything as suffering, as blows, as pressure, and they suffer. So suffering or not suffering depends on how much you understand the process you're in. Say now, all of humanity is suffering from what? From limitations, from the coronavirus, from lack of means, from being confined in their workplaces and in the public spaces. But those who understand that by this we are moving to the good situation, they're happy about it. They're not happy that other people are suffering, of course. But they're happy that the process that humanity is going through is a correct and closer to correction, bringing closer to correction. So it all depends on the awareness. You have the evil and the recognition of evil, and there's a difference. Okay?
Turkey 2.
All right, Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Our friend is asking, in the beginning, what is the depth mentioned in the article, what do we owe from this shop? Thank you.
Anything that you receive in order to exist without an intention to return to the shop, to the store, is stealing. But if you take in order to correct yourself, it is a debt. And if you take in order to correct the world, by this you want to pay back the debt. And if you do it in order to return to the Creator, this is already your good and 100% correct relation to the Creator. You have 4 degrees here of purchasing, let's call it. When you use what you find here in the world. Okay? Tel Aviv
2.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. What's the work he's talking about in this part?
We'll learn about it later. I don't want to get into these subtleties.
MACVG4.
Question from the group. Man becomes a criminal, but he's not guilty about it. Should he gain aviyut in order to correct?
No. He has to acknowledge that the Creator, the Upper Force, pushed him to all kinds of incorrect and negative activities because he was unaware that he was being pushed toward the bad. All in all, people come to all kinds of terrible states because beforehand, they had an opportunity to discover that it came from above, but they didn't discover it. Afterwards, it becomes revealed to each one, and then he'll see that he'll have nothing with which to blame the Creator. Or for which to blame the Creator. It's just that he didn't pay enough attention in the opportunities that he got in order to recognize the situation correctly.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
Раф, возврат долга – это Орхазер?
The paying back the debt, that's Орхазер?
Yes. Hebrew 10.
Раф Баал Асулам writes us that humanity is fried in a frying pan. So is that what happens to humanity today or not yet?
No, it's not yet, not at all. God forbid that we should come to it. Focus group.
A few questions from the internet. A friend from Petah Tikva is asking, what can we do if all kinds of memories float up where I used to relate to everything like that open store and there were moments that I had no shame to take anything without paying for it? How can I compensate and pay back for my deeds in the past?
I don't relate to the past. I don't relate to the past. I relate only to the present. This is what he should say. And what happened in the past, will be corrected later. Now I'm concerned only with the present. There is the past experiences, but I'm concerned only with the present.
Can only Israel sustain the peace? And does that mean that they're controlling above the two opposites that contradict each other?
Only those who receive connection to the Creator can maintain or hold on to the peace. And they are called Israel, from the word Yeshakel, straight to the Creator. It's got nothing to do with nationality or color or anything. It has to do only with whether or not you have contact with the Creator, period. It could be any friend from any nation in any part of the world.
If when we flow with our thoughts and implement them without calculating or scrutinizing that it came from the Creator, does that mean that we're like the open store and don't feel that it has a host?
Correct. Yes. An open shop.
Turkey 3.
My friend is asking, what is the debt in the study to whom I owe?
I owe
the group where I am. And I may not feel how corrected they are, how connected they are, how ready they are for correction. And I'm among them as if I don't recognize it. But I have to awaken myself to try to see them as corrected. That they are waiting for me to join them, and then we will work in a complete manner opposite the Creator. All right. If we are done with this, of course, this essay is not simple at all. It's a very difficult one. There are many, many points we haven't clarified in great depth. We will try to go over it, of course, perhaps more than once. But for now, let's say we came in contact with it. So now we're moving on to Niv.
We're going to topic number 3, the obligation of BB towards humanity in the last generation.
By all means.
So let's sing a song first.
Суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж.
Together we can make the darkness bright.
слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. To the skies,
look up to the sky.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the sky.
Look up to the sky.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stay.